Cowboys in Levi's, bucking Broncos, and raging bulls in a dirt arena are probably the images that come to mind when you think of a rodeo. The events aren't exactly known for their glamour, though. But at Cheyenne Frontier Days, two of its most recognizable faces are known, just as much for their outfits as they are for their riding. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard finds out what it's like to be Miss Frontier and her lady-in-waiting.
Cheyenne Frontier Days is run almost exclusively by volunteers. Most wear jeans, cowboy boots, and hats, and they blend in with many of the visitors. But there are two you can't miss. They wear giant white leather buckskin outfits with fringe, hats with a beaded tiara, and of course, a sash. They're this year's Miss Frontier.
My name is Sarah Rangich.
And her lady-in-waiting.
My name is Jonna Brown.
As Rangich says, they're kind of the face of the event.
We basically serve as the Goodwill Ambassadors for Frontier Days, so we travel all year to events throughout Cheyenne and other rodeos and everything like that, school visits, that kind of thing, to promote Frontier Days. And then once Frontier Days is actually here, our job is to just welcome people, just kind of be a friendly face.
And as I understand it, lady-in-waiting, you're sort of learning the ropes, to use a rodeo pun.
Yep. Yeah, as my job as lady-in-waiting is to kind of follow Sarah around, learn everything I can this year, and then in August, after Frontier Days is over, I'll take over as Miss Frontier, and then they'll hold a new lady-in-waiting selection tryout.
For all that, they even get their own parking spaces.
So yeah, so we both get to park our trucks here, which this is, believe me, it's helpful. It doesn't seem like it right now, but parking here gets crazy, so.
Next door, Rangich and Brown have set up camp in an RV by the stables.
Welcome to our home.
This is my grandparents' fifth wheel, so they live in this for 5 years of the year, or 5 months of the year, sorry. Words are getting tied. So we have, all my outfits are right there. I don't know if you can tell. It's about 20 shirts and pants probably back there. So we change for all the concerts and everything. I don't even think I have all of my clothes out here yet, if you could believe it. So we have quite a few.
A lot of outfits can mean a lot of time, especially if you're wearing the traditional leather buckskin outfit. It's huge, with multiple layers of shirts, pants, vests, and boots. I asked Jonna Brown how long it takes her to get ready.
Well, I'm really slow, so I take, I don't know, probably 2 hours. Just putting this outfit on takes a good 10-15 minutes. One time we actually had to rush putting it on at a rodeo, and it's hard getting all of this.
And it's just like, oh my gosh.
The first time I actually put it on, I had it on like all wrong, and Sarah's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, it's my first time putting it on, so it's pretty challenging.
Was it always your dream to be Miss Frontier?
Oh, yes. Ever since I saw the first Miss Frontier when I was at my very first rodeo, I looked at my brothers and I said, that's going to be me one day. And my brother, after lady-in-waiting tryouts, he's like, wow, you weren't kidding. So it definitely has been a dream.
What kind of a time commitment is it to be a lady-in-waiting and Miss Frontier?
You know, it is quite the time commitment, especially during the summer. You can't really have a job during the summer because we do travel to rodeos and stuff.
This is your job.
Yes, exactly. Throughout the school year, though, we were both full-time students at the University of Wyoming. I had enough time, hopefully, I passed everything. So, but during the school year, it's actually not terrible. It's mostly stuff on the weekends. You know, it's not terrible it's not terrible ever, but it's not that huge of a time commitment until the summer starts.
Once the summer starts.
Early mornings, late nights, the days of the parades we're in every parade. We go to every pancake breakfast. Wednesdays especially a little busy because we have the air show with the USAF Thunderbirds, and it's Cheyenne Day, and it's a huge celebration. We go to all the concerts. That's kind of one of our perks. We get to go to the meet and greets with all the artists and then go to this viewing area, I suppose, like right up on the stage. They're early mornings and late nights, but they're definitely worth it. So we're out there at everything.
We're also out at the rodeo, obviously. In the grand entry, we'll do our flyby every day. So we get to run out of the middle chute and run down the track full speed on our horses, wave into the crowd. So that's something I'm really looking forward to.
That's not all Jonna is looking forward to. Once she's done this year as lady-in-waiting, she'll start her reign as Miss Frontier in August.
I'm really excited as Miss Frontier to get a new lady-in-waiting that I can start mentoring and hopefully be in charge. So I'm just really looking forward to the 2016 Daddy of them all. Sounds weird saying, but it'll be here before we know it.
For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard.